Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin. Salvete MVPs, you mirabile visu persons. Are you curiosa? Latin for curious. Dum spiro, spero. While I breathe, I hope. Which happens to be part of the state motto of South Carolina in the USA. When I was a little discipulus mundi, student of the world, I wondered what color the universe was. Universe is from the Latin universus. The famed Marcus Tullius Cicero, who lived 106 BC to 43 BC, used a form of the word universe in his writings. In my younger and more vulnerable years of a century gone by, I looked up at the night sky and thought the universe was both bright and dark. So in my young mind, the main color had to be in between, I thought. It might be purpureus. Yes, you guessed it. Purpureus is Latin for purple. I thought the universe was, well, purple. When I presented this idea aloud, an adult asked, "Why do you want to know what color the universe is?" Why? Cur, quare, cuor. All three work in Latin. Well, my grandmother had an old radio. Radio, from the Latin radius, a ray or beam. The radio, not my grandmother. I wanted to know why I could hear Chubby Checker singing the twist. Where in the big purple universe was his voice coming from? I unplugged my grandmother's radio and slowly opened it. Mirabile visu! Wires, transistors, resistors, coils, something vaguely purple, all joining in a mysterious way to produce Chubby Checker's immortal voice. I slowly took the entire radio apart, pieces scattered on the floor of my cubiculum, my room. Where was he? Where was Chubby Checker? Where was the music? I looked at the pieces. Nothing. Uh-oh. No twist. No Chubby Checker. No amazing singing voice. From the Latin vox vocis. No sound. From the Latin sonus. I tried putting the radio back together. I dumped all the pieces back inside the radio, wrapped tape around it, and hoped no one would play it. Well, no one did. They couldn't. It didn't work. Why? Well, my grandmother looked at me one day, and at the radio, and back at me, and asked, "Why?" One thing I must say to you, my listeners, my MVPs, don't repeat this experiment at home. It won't go well. Anyway, more questions burned in my brain as I grew. In Latin, it went quis, quid, quare, quomodo, quod, quando, quibus auxiliis. Who, what, why, how, where, when, with what? In Latin, most interrogative words begin with the letters Q and U. Quite quaint. In English, they mostly start with W and H. Why? As I've said, if something is a mystery, look into its history. So, I did. The five W's of who, what, when, where, and why, you curious people, are said to be traced back to the orator Hermagoras of Temnos from the 1st century BC. I love that name, don't you? He applied Aristotle's elements of circumstances as the loci of an issue. Quis, quid, quando, ubi, cur, quem ad modum, quibus adminiculis? Who, what, when, where, why, in what way, by what means? We have always been a curious lot of human beings. We want to know the why and wherefore of things. The great mind Thomas Aquinas, who lived around 1225 AD to 1274 AD, also refers to the elements as used by Cicero in De Inventione as quis, quid, ubi, quibus auxiliis, cur, quomodo, and quando. Basically, the history of questioning is longer than my beard. I asked so many whys in life that I eventually had to become a journalist for a time, whose job it is to ask the five W's: who, what, when, where, and you guessed it, why. But that's a story for another time. Oh, when I was a Discipulus Mundi, by the way, I built my own transistor radio with wires, resistors, a small battery, and a magical little thing called a photoelectric cell. It was the least I could do for my grandmother. I nailed a wire antenna, from the Latin antemna, referring to a spar on a mast from which sails are set. I leaned out of the attic window and tilted my homemade radio. I listened for a long time to the spit of static, from the Latin statica, and there, in the light, in the slow lowering of the perfectly purple universe, I heard the voice. Chubby Checker, inviting me to do the twist, but probably not while leaning out of the attic window. His invisible voice shot through the cosmos. Curious, I wondered. I stood and I wondered. Then I asked the ultimate question. Ultimate, from the Latin ultimus, the end. Who invented the question mark and why? Don't get me started. Until next time, all I can say for now is keep asking questions, MVPs. Stay curious. Why? Why not? Now, for all inquiring minds, it's time once again for the Magister Janik Key vocabulary. Discipulus Mundi, student of the world. Universus, universe. Purpureus, purple. Radius, radio. Vox vocis, voice. Sonus, sound. Quis, quid, quare, quomodo, quod, quando, quibus auxiliis? Who, what, why, how, where, when, with what? Antemna means antenna. Statica, static, and last but not least, ultimus, meaning the ultimate. I'm calling you, my terrific listeners, MVPs, Mirabile Visu people. Oh, yeah, and most valuable players. So until next time, whatever time is, join me again, MVPs, for another thrilling ride on the time cart. And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita. Not for school, but for life.